Howdy, history writers. This is Doc Boyle at Bird Wrangler and Trail Boss Old West Daily Reader.com. Take a few minutes, let's ride the memory trail through Old West Daily Reader into the past. This is program 46 for 2019. What was happening during the calendar week of November 9th through November 15th in the Great American Old West? November 9th, 1874. Lieutenant Frank D. Baldwin, leading Company D, 5th Infantry, and Company D, 6th Cavalry, with attached scouts, rescue Adelaide and Julia German, who were taken captive by Indians near Smoky Hill 2 months earlier. The troops won a major engagement, and the fleeing Indians left behind their camp and the captives. November 10th, 1964. A heart attack at 51 ends the varied career of Jimmy Dodd, James Wesley Dodd, the final actor to play the sidekick Lullaby in Republic Pictures' Three Musketeers movie series, Shadows of the Sage, 1942, Riders of the Rio Grande, 1943, and four others. Starting in 1955, he appeared in over 300 episodes of the Mickey Mouse Club as Head Mouseketeer. Go figure. November 11, 1872. The board of directors of the San Francisco and New York Mining and Commercial Company receives a letter from the government geologist Clarence King, informing them that he has examined their new investment in the Colorado Territory, quote, discovering the new diamond fields to be a fraud, unquote. November 12, 1912. Sale of the last cattle from the XIT Ranch in Texas. Now the final land sales would complete the dissolution of the ranch. The XIT, 10 in Texas, covering all or part of 10 counties, was founded by the Capital Syndicate from Chicago in 1885 and owned by brothers Charles and John Farwell. They traded construction of a new state capitol building in Austin, valued at $3 million, for 3 million acres of land. Initially, the ranch ran about 150,000 cattle a year. Then, due to economic conditions in the cattle market, the ranch began to fail. An XIT herd ramrodded by John McCandless was the last up the Western Trail in 1896. By 1908, both brothers were dead and the ranch had been sold asunder. November 13, 1833. On the night of one of the most spectacular meteor showers in recorded history, a child is born to a Tabagash and Compadre Ute mother and a Hickory Apache father. He is named Uray, the Arrow, after the spectacular omen which has attended his birth. Raised as a Ute, he followed his Ute-adopted Apache father to become the next chief of the Tabagash in 1860. He lived up to the omen, the great Leonid meteor shower of November 13th, 1833. Tip your hat. November 13th, 1955. New York City, New York sees the passing of American historian, columnist, editor, essayist, reviewer, and teacher Bernard Augustine Devoto, author of a series of popular histories of the American West, The Year of Decision, 1846, in 1943. Across the Wide Missouri, in 1947. Pulitzer Prize for History for that one, in 1948. The Course of Empire, 1952. National Book Award for Nonfiction, in 1953. He also edited a selection of the journals of Lewis and Clark in 1953. At the time of his death in 1955, a book on the history, geography, and ecology of the American West remained incomplete. November 14, 1974. Johnny Mack Brown, age 70, died in Woodland Hills, California. He was in 127 Western films. Billy the Kid, 1930. Big Trail, 1930, with John Wayne. Montana Moon, 1930. Desperate Trails, 1939. And Bad Man from Red Butte, 1939. He also played in four serials for Universal Studios: Flaming Frontiers, Rustlers of Red Dog, Wild West Days, and The Oregon Trail. November 15th, 1904. Ellis Albert Al Swearingen, age 59, found dead of a massive head injury in the middle of a suburban street in Denver, Colorado. Swearingen was an entrepreneur, business and promoter, pimp, and proprietor of the Gem Theater in Deadwood, South Dakota, 1877 to 1899. This was likely a revenge killing for some of Al's murders or additional foul play in Deadwood, to say the least. He was not a nice man. His twin brother Lemuel was also murdered in much the same fashion outside his meat market in Oskaloosa, Iowa, in July of 1910. Meteor showers to movies. An interesting week, writers. This is program 46 for 2019. All the material presented here, copyrighted by OWestDailyReader.com and R.W. Doc Boyle. Fine old-time background tunes are played by Don, Molly, Bill, and Kendall of Colorado band Wooden Nickel. This is Doc Boyle inviting you to trail back this way about this time next week. We'll take another look in OldWestDailyReader.com to see what happened in the great American Old West. Thanks for riding by.